It's episode 170, and we've got plugins for Instagram Digest posts, content grid slider, custom logins, media sales, light boxes, and category-based default featured images. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got a great show for you, as usual, a whole bunch of great stuff. But first, let's get the stuff out of the way. Right off the top, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, we would appreciate those reviews over at Stitcher Radio and iTunes Store.
Yes, apparently shaking the tree helped last week because two people already gave us reviews, one of which edited their review down from a 5 to a 3 because we talked about gaming. Ooh.
When did we talk? Oh, we haven't talked about gaming in quite some time.
I know.
I know it's one of my pastimes, but...
Yeah, 2 stars taken away. So, sorry. Well, sorry.
I'm sorry you don't have you don't have some fun. So that's okay.
That's right. Yep. And also remember you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little self-promotion. Don't forget we are WordPress professionals, and I myself help folks by helping them solve their functionality problems, or if you break it, I fix it. So if you're in need of WordPress support, emergency support in particular, you can find me on my website at wppro.ca/emergency, or pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And if you're looking for some cheap hosting that is of quality caliber, check out HostGator Coupon Plugin to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. 30% off at HostGator with coupon code PLUGIN.
All right, and this week, you know, we don't really have a lot of news, but we do have something interesting. As everyone knows by now, WordPress 3.9 has dropped, and if you haven't updated, you should probably start updating by now. I know I'm about, you know, 2/3 of the way through all my updates, and I've been going through some of the great features in WordPress 3.9 and the improved changes. Some of the interesting ones I found, one is that if you are a cut-and-paster from... say Microsoft Word, you'll notice there's a little icon that is now missing from the editing area. That little icon for paste from Word, they removed that and they stuck the functionality directly into the core. So when you cut and paste, you just cut and paste directly into the text block, and it still retains that formatting you did in Word, but it also doesn't dump in all that wonderful HTML that Word likes to carry with it.
Hmm. Very nice improvement. I like the ability to just add widgets by clicking on them in the list and then telling them where I want them to go.
That's nice, too. Have you checked out the preview for widgets yet?
I have. It's beautiful.
That's kind of a nice feature. You don't have to keep going, does this widget look okay? Save it all. Open up right. The other page. Refresh. Now you've got that live look right there while you go.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
That's also another great feature is the instant drag and drop of images for posting.
Yeah, that I have not done, or the resizing of them that you're able to do. I haven't done that yet.
One of the interesting things about that resizing is I know that I've used it in the past with plugins, but I also noticed in the past that there was the dependency on browser. Like I could do the resizing in Firefox, but I couldn't do it in IE or... Safari, and I could do it in Chrome sometimes previous to that. So I don't know what they did to bring it so it's on all browsers, but that one there was sort of new, not really new to me, but new to several of my clients that are going to be using it. Because I know I've been doing that for some time.
Overall, I found it to be a very nice upgrade And I can't wait to see what they come up with next. It seems like we're at this kind of precipice of coolness within WordPress. And it's just interesting to see, I think 4.0, you're going to see a lot of the same type of really kind of cool innovations, but I bet 4.0 gets faster. I bet it gets a lot faster.
That'll be nice. I did notice one time when they went to, I think it was 3.7 or 3.8, I noticed a significant increase in speed on several of my sites just by doing the update.
Yeah.
So they cleared something out way back, but yeah. Going forward.
Well, streamlining code always helps too. You know, things that usually take 10 to 15 lines of code, if you can shrink them down to just one command or something like that with some core revisions, then, you know, naturally it's going to be faster.
There's also another feature that people who are image savvy will notice has gone missing. And this is because of HTML5. In previous versions, if you went to advanced image settings, you had an image properties where you could set a border, vertical space, and horizontal space. Mm-hmm. They have removed that from the system. And what that's done is that's been left to be compensated with CSS controls.
Great.
So
make it harder.
Yeah, make it a little harder. But so yeah, they make some things better. Some things it's like, well, wait a minute. Why'd you yank this feature? So that one's not entirely clear why it's been yanked.
No, I used to like that tool for images just because it would help me with spacing around the text if I were to left justify something.
Let's see what else did they got. That's pretty much about it for the moment. There are some other features, and of course if you happen to live in Victoria area tomorrow, or well, it'll be passed by the time the show airs, but I'm giving a presentation on WordPress 3.9 and all its features. So
Very nice.
All right, and we've got a little listener feedback this week. It was an email that came in. It came in from Steve, and I know previously we had answered his question on Ascending Post, and he sent us a thank you note saying thanks for the help with the Ascending Posts, and that he left us a great 5-star rating in the Australian iTunes store. So thanks a lot, Steve.
Oh, thank
we greatly
you, Steve.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So we appreciate that, Steve, and all the rest of you that want to leave us some reviews in iTunes. We appreciate that as well.
All right. Anything else we got? Fun?
I think that's about it. I think it's time for a little meat and potatoes.
Let's jump right into the fun part of the show then, eh? Off we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got this week is coming from our William the Kid, designer bound in Australia. Young kid who's working on his first custom WordPress plugin. He sent it to me in its beta form, so it's not quite ready in the WordPress repository, but he says it's getting close. So I thought I'd check it out and throw it up into the show notes for him to, you know, let you know, hey, William, this is actually a pretty decent plugin for the most part, although it still needs its interface for users to actually use it, because not everyone is code savvy. Where currently, if you want to change the look and feel of how it works, you have to get into the code. And what the plugin does is it customizes the login page that when you go to WP Admin, you get the login page. It customizes it so you can change the background, the layout, the box, the header logo, and a whole bunch of other little things in there. So while it's a great little plugin and it's showing lots of significant promise in its beta stage, this is a beta rating for it, so we'll see how it goes up and down. I'll bring it back when it gets better, but we'll give it a 3-dragon rating. Nice work, William. Keep it up.
Ah, very nice. I'll have to try that one myself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am one to use a lot of sliders. Now, some of the biggest, I guess you could say, premium sliders out there are things like Revolution Slider. You've got Layer Slider, which just happens to be my favorite. There's Royal Slider. There's a couple of other ones. But sometimes you just want something very simple. Maybe just kind of a grid of maybe your services that somebody can click over, and on the left side, there's just the text or some graphics or background or things. Well, that's exactly what this plugin does. It's called Content Grid Slider, and it's really nice for those of you that don't want to get into fancy slider images of this fake smiling person or you know, the guy holding up money or whatever your subject happens to be. This gets kind of down to the point with sort of an icon blocked bass slider. Really nice, really kind of changes the notations out from just a caption to more of a content role within the slider itself. So it's definitely something that you got to look at to determine if you'd like to use yourself. But for me, I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
That's very nice. It looks like it could be quite useful for focusing and displaying on your separate items. When you click on the individual icons, it changes the box text to the left?
It does. It changes the text to the left, and then you also have the option to click through to whatever particular page that happens to be. So I thought it was really nice. I wanted to use it for only blog categories, different news categories for a site that I'm putting together. And it did the trick very nicely.
Yeah, I can see a great use for that when you have several different types of services you offer to, you know, showcase them.
That's right.
Excellent. All right, now the next one I've got here, this in here is part of a project that has been in my work queue for several years. I own a domain name for stock photo, and I've been working for quite some time trying to come up with the perfect solution for it, and I think I finally got it. It is called Cell Media from Graph Paper Press. And this is a plugin designed for selling stock photography. So it's digital media, but its focus is on photos. So if you are a photographer and you want a way to sell your own photos in a nice featured way on your website, this is a great one. If you want to try and create your own stock photography website, this is also a fantastic plugin. So this plugin here, one of the great things it does, aside from managing and maintaining your photos and protecting your originals, it allows you to create licensing packages, sizing packages, and you can create any sizing package you want. And one of the great things about it, when you upload a photo, you upload your large original, and when someone buys the one, say you uploaded a 2400 pixel wide and you're selling a 600, when they buy the 600, it automatically creates the 600 from that 2400 you uploaded and delivers them the 600 wide pixel image. And it keeps that 2400 in a protected directory on your website, so there is no direct access to it via the web. So your high-resolution image is always protected. So you can create, like I've created, you know, several different images from 350 on up to 2400, depending on what they want to purchase. And I only have to upload one image, enter all the information for it. They download it, buy it, and they're done. The plugin also has with it built-in PayPal payment system, and for an extra fee, because, of course, as all good freemium plugins are, they have premium add-ons. This one here, you can add on the Stripe payment system to it. Those are the only payment systems they've got right now. You can add a couple of additional features to it, such as watermarking the images to protect them from people if they do manage to steal the smaller displayed images. They're stuck with the watermark and they'd have to remove it. You can also take this thing and it just does a fantastic job so far. This is from a project of mine that is due to launch this week. And all in all, I found this to be a fantastic plugin for stock photos. And there's a couple other great ones. One is commissions. If you want to bring in other photographers, you can get the commission add-on and have the other photographers pay them a commission for selling their images. So all in all, pretty great little plugin. I have to give this one currently a top rating of 5 dragons.
Very nice. Very nice. Like it. All right. Well, it's hard to top that one, John, but let me give you something that I thought was relatively cool. This one is called Instagrammy Goodness. And obviously that one runs with Instagram. What it does is you put in your Instagram credentials and it makes a weekly digest post of all of your Instagram photos into one WordPress post. It adds all of the images to your media gallery, which means it imports all of your images and doesn't just embed them, which is really nice. So if you're really into Instagram, this is one that kind of caught my eye as something that might be pretty cool. I tried it out, but I realized I only have taken one Instagram picture in my entire life. And so it was a small digest. But anyway, it does work. So I gave it a 3 out of 5.
That could be very useful. I have a personal side project where I started using Instagram a few months ago, and I used a plugin that would upload a single Instagram image to the site. Mm-hmm. But I think this would be more fun to be able to take a whole bunch of them and have it upload them as a single gallery.
Actually, this funny that you mentioned gallery, because it does have the capability of taking all of your posts all of the pictures and images that it does upload them into your media gallery, but it does make a gallery for you in that post.
That's actually pretty useful. I kind of like that.
It's like an auto gallery. Yeah.
Another way to share all your stuff with the world and flood the internet with more pictures.
Well, I don't know about that, John. I mean, to me, I would say that here's the thing. Maybe I want to keep my stuff on Instagram private from the public, but I want it to be imported into my WordPress site.
Oh, no, there's a useful idea.
Okay, so I can still go out and use Instagram with my phone, but it doesn't have to go out to the world.
Nice.
I think that's pretty cool. And I am trying to, there's a new term going around, consciously uncouple. I am trying to consciously uncouple from Facebook and things like that, because I hate them. And I want to make it so that I don't have to go there and read other people's reposts, let's just say.
Right.
You know, us as Facebook, I'm just getting on my soapbox here, so don't mind me.
It's okay.
Other people like us, like, you know, the content creators, the WordPress people out there, I don't think Facebook's a good place, because it's just a bunch of people that's just kind of repurposing someone else's content, whereas we are the content creators. Mm-hmm. So, I'm really trying to make WordPress the central hub where people go to rather than anything else. And that's one of the main reasons why I looked at this plugin, Instagrammy Goodness. So
nice.
If you're looking to do the same, might want to check it out.
Okay. And the final one I've got here this week, this is a follow-up for the premium version of Foobox. If you remember back in episode 167, I reviewed the Foobox Lite plugin. Well, the author was kind enough to provide me with a premium version so I could give it a good check over. Well, if you're looking for a great plugin that is going to improve your images, your image pop-ups, or if you want to build some customized HTML or video
easy for you to say.
If you want to build some great customized HTML and video pop-ups, then this would be a plugin for you. It gives you some full customizations of the output of the pop-up box. It allows you to add headlines in there, additional content, custom HTML, and more. And at only $27, it's a fantastic little plugin. And check it out. If you want the review of Delight, check out 167. But this one here, I said I'd follow up with it, and I have. And I would highly recommend the Foobox Premium. And I give it a 5 dragon rating. There we go.
All right. Very nice. Well, I see your 5 dragon rating and raise you, actually. With another rating, which is for category featured images. John, remember our when we first got together and we started talking about lazy plugins and what the best lazy plugins are? Well, this one is the new the biggest icon in our altar from now on. This one's called category featured images, and it's one of these things where if you have different blogging categories that you use, and you say forget a featured image of your news category, and you can create what is like a default stock image for that particular category. So you can always override it by putting in a featured image in a post. But if you forget or don't want to, this will do it for you as kind of a default stock image for that category. Okay.
Right.
So it does featured images kind of on a temporary basis until you replace them. Pretty cool feature. It makes little things like setting up a site and getting featured images and things to line up and all that a lot easier. It is a lazy plugin to the hilt. It is one of the coolest I've seen as far as dealing with featured images, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. And in the past, I had seen people attempt this similar, but it never quite worked right. And there were other ways to make it work. So this will solve some problems that I have had, because I have wanted to do that with websites, because there's often times where I'll build out a site. Or even one of the great things I could see it for is if you take over an old site that doesn't have featured images for older content, you can assign the image, and now those older pieces of content will have a featured image.
That's right. You can kind of refresh your old site and the way it looks. Yeah, so it's a really great plugin.
There's a very great use for that. So anyway, that covers up. I covered up the custom WordPress login in beta, and that I gave a 3 dragon rating to. The Cell Media with Graph Paper Press, which I gave a 5 dragon rating to, and the Foobox HTML and Media Lightbox Premium, which I gave a 5 dragon rating to.
Wow, they can't just call it Foobox, huh?
No, you know. They gotta give it the full length title.
I think I'm gonna, you know what? My first plugin's gonna be called Egg. That's it. Egg. Anyway. Content Grid Slider, I gave a 4 out of 5. Instagrammy Goodness, a 3 out of 5. I might bump that up to a 4, though. It seems okay. Category Featured Images, we gave a 5 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial plug-in. And this one here, if you're tired of the same old stock photography, then you might want to check out the new site I've just launched, Canada Stock Photography at canadastockphotography.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. These are unique photo images direct from the photographer, and new images are being added daily. And there's even a few in there that are available for free download. All you got to do is sign up for the email newsletter. Check the link in the show notes and go download one of the great images that we're offering for free.
Nice. May I suggest, as an American, that you play into some of your stereotypes and...
Oh, we will.
Show Canadians on a mounted horse.
Oh, I got to go hunt down some Mounties. You know, the Mounties are hard to find on their horses nowadays.
Drinking beers and, you know...
No, drinking beers, that's an easy one.
Eating Canadian bacon that you guys shouldn't even call ham. All right, I'm getting off my Canadian soapbox now. All right. Wanted to talk about GoDaddy. You can get a GoDaddy.com domain name for just $2.95 if you use the coupon code PLUGIN295. And so that gives you $2.95.com domains for the first one. And if you want to get any more past that using the same code, they're $9.99 after that. So use it, abuse it, post it to your friends. GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295.
And a usual reminder, don't forget, if you're not getting enough WordPress news, you can check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a few minutes, please, we would appreciate those reviews on iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. Or for emergency support, head on over to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, Marcus Couch, on Twitter, @MarcusCouch. And remember to follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.